We understand the condition. We understand the confidence that he had in the anointing and the authority that Jesus had. But look at the conclusion here. The conclusion is that when Jesus began to commend his faith, what will God say about your faith? Will he say that you were faithful? Will he say that your faith is great? Will he say, look, and you know what? And let me encourage somebody, even if you don't have great faith, he said, if you have the faith of a grain, Lord, have mercy in here, of a mustard seed. He said, you can do whatever. You can speak to the mountain and tell it to move, and you can have what you say. Amen. You can build your life based off your faith. Hallelujah. And the word of God. And so Jesus commended his faith. And why did he commend it? Because all he did, he didn't trust in somebody laying hands on. Preach up in here. I'm preaching better than you say amen on that one. He didn't have confidence in a hand laid on him. He didn't have confidence because we jumped and shouted. Oh, come on and say hallelujah. He said, I'm having confidence and I'm confident in the word of God. When you're confident in the word of God, you're a danger to the devil's kingdom. And you know what? And what else? When you get the word of God, the Bible says he comes immediately to snatch it up, to choke it out. But we are not going to let it be choked out because I'm good ground. Tell somebody, I'm good ground. And when God planted his word in my life, it doesn't do anything but grow. But you know what you got to do? In order for it to grow, the Bible says that we have to add water to it. Preach up in here. You know where I'm going now. I got to add water to it. What do you mean? Even if I get a word, I got to have a word to keep the word going. The Bible said by the washing of the water, by the word of God. I wish I had a few people in here today that understood when I get a word, I got to keep hearing the word. Why? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I don't have anything else that I can find that's more powerful than the word of God once I begin to believe it. Come on and say amen. And so Jesus,
we know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II, preaching the uncompromised word of God. Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
In the book of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, there is a word that is so very necessary for the church to hear and understand. And it simply says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. I want to talk about the never-changing Christ in an ever-changing world. The never-changing Christ in an ever-changing world. There are so many important points I'd love to pull out of this text and from the word to help us understand the immutability of the truth of God's word. God cannot lie. God does not lie. God will not lie. And the truth of the matter is, when this word is spoken, that Jesus Christ is the same, it is at the end of this book of Hebrews that this word comes to us, after there are so many wonderful things said about Jesus, so many types and so many patterns and so many realities concerning him, reflections of Old Testament, the revealings of New Testament times. And all of that's in this book. And when it gets to the end here, it tells us that Jesus Christ is the same. Now, while that might not sound like a whole lot on the surface, when you start to dig into it a little bit, you begin to recognize the power in those words. But first of all, if you'll go back to Malachi 3:5, when it talks about the Lord, you know, it does not change. And it begins in helping us understand that when something is perfect, there is no change necessary. Anything done to something that is perfect makes it marred. So the first thing you need to know is you cannot improve upon perfection. Jesus Christ, let's break this verse into three parts because it is broken into three parts. The first part deals with the person of deity, Jesus Christ. Jesus is his personal name. Matthew 1 teaches us this. Gabriel tells them that his name shall be Jesus, called Jesus, because he's going to save his people from their sins. It's important to understand that Jesus came as a savior. Part of what we've learned is as he came as a savior, it meant he came to die. As he came to die, we also recognize something else, the Christ part of his name. Now, Christ, as I've explained before, is not his last name. Christ is his messianic title. It is the Messiah, the chosen one, the anointed one. That means he is the one. Jesus saves us, and the Messiah sets us up for victorious kingdom living and eternal life and all of the benefits of it while we are here on planet Earth. And so it's important to know Jesus as your Savior, but you've got to know Christ as the Messiah, the one who has been chosen by God the Father to bless the people of God with everything necessary in this life to be successful. It is because of his anointing, somebody say anointing, that everything you see him doing in the New Testament scriptures, he was able to do. Every single thing was through his anointing. And so that's what makes him so powerful. But the problem is that many of us know him as Savior, but not as the anointed one, not as the Christ, not as the Messiah. And so the reality is we miss the benefit of him being our Messiah. Let me move on to the same, the same, the same. That's all it simply says about it. But the same is powerful because it's really a prime directive. It is the reality given by God to him that all that he is, all that he shall be, all that he will be is incorporated in the beginning, even before the foundation of the world. Now listen at this, the same, the same. It is from a reflexive pronoun. It comes from the Greek word autos. And so what it literally means is everything he is, he was. And everything he was, he still is. And so what that means is understanding that he cannot change because everything past tense, present tense, and future tense is all wrapped up in every tense. We, listen, are limited to the past, to the present, or to the future, but not Jesus. First of all, he lives in the fourth dimension of time, which is eternity, which means that he has the ability, and when you begin to understand this, and it makes sense to you then, he has the ability to come in through the present situation, go back into the past, do whatever he want to do, come out of the past, back into the present, go back into the present, go into the future, do whatever he wants to do, come back into the present. So one of the things you got to recognize, if you don't understand who you have in Jesus Christ, you're gonna miss some blessings that nobody but Jesus can take care of for you. One of the reasons he demonstrated to Mary and Martha his power and his ability to walk in and through time was when he purposely delayed his trip so Lazarus could die. And then he wept, not because he couldn't do anything about it, but because he wanted to identify his humanity with the humanity of mankind, to let them know that we should rejoice with one another when we rejoice, and we should weep with one another when we weep. But it was not because he was weak and couldn't do anything about it. And so he went in the present situation of their mourning and walked into the past. And Lazarus was dead. And Jesus woke him up and brought him back to the present. Now, I'm just trying to help you understand, he's not the only person he's done that for. The scripture is filled with two others that we know, and the world has many more examples. If we look at this word and go through the beginning, through the middle, and through the end, all of it is there to show us the power of this same Jesus. Well, preacher, what does that really mean to me now? Well, we talk about he rose. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified me, freed me forever. And one of these glorious days, he's coming back again. But what do we do in the meantime? In the meantime, you see, that's where the anointed one, Jesus Christ, comes in, the Messiah. That's where we begin to look at the word, look at our power, look at our strength. He rose, now what? Not so what, but he rose, now what? We shout every Easter Sunday morning, he rose, yeah! Oh, glory, hallelujah, yay. And once we get that out the way, now what?
You sit there waiting. I don't care how many people tell you he got up early. You wait on the preacher to say it. It ain't gonna be no different when I say it. I might have a different moan and another tone with it, but it's gonna be the same thing. Now, what? And see, my brothers and sisters, it's this point in time that if we realize he's the same yesterday and he is the same today, then that means everything, and let me just give you a quick example of this and then we can move forward. Everything he did in Scripture, once he can do it again. Did you hear what I just said? The same yesterday. So that means every person in the Bible, and especially in the New Testament scriptures, that had my issues, that Jesus fixed for them, and I belong to him. He did that for them yesterday. But guess what? He's the same today. And if he's the same today, then that means I ought to be able to get what they got yesterday. Y'all not hearing me here? And so if I really believe that, then listen, I need to understand the word, which is God's truth given to man in written form, and which means he cannot lie. If he cannot lie and I take his truth, that means he's got to back up his truth. In other words, his word is my insurance policy. Listen at this now. If it's my insurance policy, what I need to know is what I'm covered with in the policy. Are you listening to me? Because when I read the Bible, which is my insurance policy, and I see like the woman with the issue of blood, and when I see like the man that was possessed with demons, and when I see every situation that's there, and then I see my situation, I say, wait a minute, Lord, I'm covered. So if I'm covered, I'm expecting you to do the same thing for me that you did for him or her in the word. But listen to this. There is no insurance company I know who covers you in any policy that calls and checks on you every day and goes through your benefit list and said, I'm just checking to see if you need to put in a claim. Matter of fact, they're hoping you never put in a claim. But here's what you miss. It's already paid for. But listen to how the enemy has warped our minds. It's already paid for in our policy. And guess what? When we have a need and don't press our claim, here is our mentality. Well, I don't want to use my insurance because it might make my premium go up. Well, you know what? Jesus has paid the premium. And it can't go up no higher than his life. Don't let the devil fool you. Listen, you need to press your claim. I don't care if the insurance company don't want to do it. Listen, they're not the last straw. Sometimes you need to get an attorney to encourage them to do what's in your policy to do. But press your claim. What if I press my claim? They're going to drop you. Well, what's the difference between dropped and not making a claim? Well, anyway, the bottom line is we've got to know that Jesus has the ability to move in our past, in our present, and in our future and fix any and every situation as the anointed one of God that we cannot fix ourselves. Now what? Lean and depend on him who does not, cannot, will not change. What an encouragement. What a hope, what a peace we have in understanding that God won't change his mind. Even when I mess up, when I fall short, he's still the same. He requires me to repent and get myself together and get back right with him. Listen, and he'll forgive me of my sins. Because he knows my heart and he knows that I have turned away from that and back to him. And the enemy cannot have me. And so many of us live beneath our privilege. Because we don't recognize that we're living in a period of time that he has dispensationally placed for all things. And in that, listen, the same Jesus means he is prophet, priest, and king. As a prophet, he follows the same pattern that Moses did. Moses, the great lawgiver, received the covenant of God, the old covenant, and all of the laws therein. Jesus, the new prophet, receives the New Testament covenant. Listen, fulfilling the one of Moses. And as this prophet, he brings into place the new covenant with the better promises and benefits in that as that prophet. But then also Hebrews talks about him as our priest, our great high priest. The same high priest who goes before God and make intercession for us, who does all that can be done for us. And if he can't do it, no one else can. The only one truly allowed in the Holy of Holies with God, and then King of Kings. When Jesus fed the 5,000 with two small fish and five barley loaves of bread, they wanted to get him and make him king in the earth realm, but they didn't understand he was talking about a spiritual kingdom. And he would be king of all kings. That has not changed. The same. So as priests, he has the pattern of Moses. As priests, he has the purpose of God to minister on behalf of the people to God. The precious blood of the Lamb, who himself became that sacrificial lamb. And then king, the king that God, the king of glory that he made, which is his position and another could take. And my brothers and my sisters, as we thank God for him rising that early Easter morning, the truth of the matter is he had to rise to fulfill the rest of his assignment. And because he lives, yes, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, we do have the best of everything that is yet to come, and everything that is yet to come must come through him. And with our connection to him, we need to know that all God wants us to be in this earth realm can be ours without the enemy's interference, to the point where it can be stopped. We need to know we have the victory in Jesus. You can't give up because life get tough. You can't give up because life get rough. You can't get mad when life goes bad. It's going to have all of those things. But in the end, you win. And when you know that, it's all because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as I close this message this morning, know today, my brother, my sister, that the real resurrection message of the risen Savior makes a whole lot of sense only to those who believe and those who receive. My question to you today is, does he live in your heart? God bless you today.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T.
Hey, hey, hey. This is Attorney Ingrid F. Johnson. Thank you for joining me today for the Weekend DIY, where we will have a Living Your Dream and Fulfilling Your Purpose moment.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hustle. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far.
Oh, yeah.
See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you there. See, everybody has a season. And I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been.
You got it.